At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Wait a minute, what am I doing? Two men in a one. Two friends from film school, one who graduated, one who did, and they decided to make a podcast. Okay, this has never been done before, right? Okay. This is Matthew and Harrison's Two Men in a Movie. It's not what it sounds like.
Is it me, or like you as in like...
The royal you?
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, no, like you. I was like, I wasn't. I've never wore a pant. You've seen me wear Converse. I've never wore a pair of Vans in my life. You think I'm wearing Vans and fucking snapback hats and fucking shitty band t-shirts? What the fuck are you talking? It's just such an egregious misread of my character. What a fucking troglodyte.
What's wrong with Vans?
Oh, a Vans kid?
No, okay. Vans kid is different than the Vans.
Yeah, that's what
shoes.
I'm saying. Like the thing is, like, either you're shopping at Hot Topic or you shop at Vans. That is the binary choice. If you were a person who went to the mall and said, "Time to go to my favorite store, the Vans store," you're not in a good place right now.
Do they still have Vans stores?
Still have Hot Topics?
Yes, they do. That didn't answer my question.
So I'm gonna say no. I think they went the way of the dodo. Because a morally superior store persevered.
Okay.
My mom shops at Hot Topic.
Hell yeah.
We went to the mall and she's like, "Oh, I want to go to Hot Topic." So she went to Hot Topic and she found like a small, you know, those little tiny backpacks that served no practical purpose whatsoever.
Correct.
She thought it was a lunchbox and it broke her heart because she thought she found a little tiny Totoro lunchbox. And she's like, "This is just a bag."
Did she buy it?
No.
Okay, good.
And what's the point of those little backpacks? Is it a Japanese thing?
I don't know.
I feel like they have smaller backpacks in the few animes I've seen.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's like, what can you store in there? Even vapes are too small. It'd be rattling around. We're in the days of old, when we had huge fucking rigs, talking to my guy, Muhammad, at the vape store about this, when we had huge fucking rigs instead of like tiny ones, like, oh, yeah,
the
sure.
Fucking charger pack?
Yeah, man. I was like, I remember that. Like, I was listening to, like, might have been a stream, but they're talking about, like, the cotton and stuff. And they're treating it like it's an antiquity. And I'm like, no, that's in my lifetime. You're not allowed to treat that like an antiquity. That's, like, it can't be that long ago, right?
Like, 15, 10, 15?
Yeah, like, 10 years. Because I was using one, like, 2016-ish.
I'm trying to think the first time I saw the small ones.
Yeah, that's the thing I can't place. I can't, for the love of me, remember when Jewel came out.
We could look that up.
I had one in like 2018.
Okay. So around then.
Yeah. I think they came out a lot earlier than we think. I remember looking it up. Like, they were out for a while, but just they didn't become popular. Like, no one really was like, people didn't know about them.
Juul Labs, Inc. is an American electronic cigarette company that spun off from Pax Labs in 2017.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess I did get one like right when they first came out.
Yeah.
I may have to rub on the face of all these little Zoomers next time. I was there when your fancy Juul started, and guess what? The pricing was even worse.
Oh my God.
Like, Juul pricing is, I got, like, what, now I spend, like, a bottle lasts me, like, a week, week and a half.
Uh-huh.
Or two, yeah, a week, 2 weeks. And that's, like, I don't know, like, 24 a bottle. Where, like, I would go through, like, 3 pods a day. So I was going through, like, a pack of 4 packs, like, every 2 days when I was doing, like, I had the shipments, so I'd be spending like $60 a week, and every week a shipment of like five packs would come in the mail because I'd be blowing through them so quick.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I remember at Sheetz, I would buy them for what's the statute of limitation for buying nicotine for minors? What can I not say that would get us in legal trouble?
I mean, I don't know. Is anyone gonna look? I don't know.
I may or may not have bought co-workers nicotine who asked me to buy them
nicotine. I bought plenty of kids alcohol. I'm talking like toddlers, like actual children. Like, "Gee, mister, could you buy me a Mad Dog?" And they give me like a sack of change because they're children. They don't understand Venmo or bills. And I'd go and I'd get them like their mad dog, and I'd give it to them, the little propeller hat would spin. They're so happy. Mm-hmm. Let the kids vape. Let the kids drink. That's my hardest political opinion. What does it matter?
They're kids in important physical and mental developmental stages. You get them hooked on these horribly addictive chemicals too
And then
early.
The oceans swallow them up in like 20 years. We're all going to be underwater. What does it matter?
They
give the kid a jewel. No hope, no future. That's what I say.
No, we should have joy as an act of resistance.
When when you're with your little, my traveling comedy show, because that's your joy as an act of, you have like your caravan, because we're in the post-apocalyptic times. I'm going to have my army of nicotine-fueled, by now, like adults to teenagers.
Okay.
I want to be like an Immortan Joe figure.
Okay.
But now with the whole weird raping women thing, because I don't want a child. And also, it's wrong.
I was going to say that should not be the number one reason.
It's the number one difference between me and Immortan Joe.
Wait, okay. What?
In that situation, Immortan Joe desperately wants a child. I do not want a child.
Sure.
Yeah. That's why it came to mind first, is because that's kind of like his whole thing is like, I want a child. Look at all my pregnant wives.
Okay.
Yeah.
I follow. Okay.
So lately, like I was talking about, what's his name? Fucking Brock Turner. I'd be like, the difference between us is that we don't rape.
Yeah.
But if he had been trying for a kid, I would have said the same thing.
Sure.
I think raping for a kid is worse than just regular rape.
I don't know. I think it's all bad. I don't know if there's a scale for it.
You can rank anything, buddy.
I know, Ranker but I don't exists. Know. I don't know if rape for procreation is worse than rape for rape's sake.
Why not?
Because I think it's the... I think it's the worst thing you can possibly do to a human being, and whether or not there was a reason, quote unquote, for it is irrelevant. It's the worst thing you could possibly do to a human being.
Yeah, but one would have longer lasting effects.
Sure.
One's definitely more of a invasive, damaging experience for the body, at least.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Long term, I can probably agree with you.
I really love just throwing these minefields around you every so often as I watch you. As I watch you stop and like formulate every word.
It's not even that I'm trying to dodge minefields, it's that I am trying to accurately depict what my opinion is, if that makes sense.
You know, I just view it like, look, if you get mugged, right, that sucks. If you get mugged and they piss on you, worse. You get raped, sucks. You get raped, now there's a child involved in the situation?
Sure.
Because who the fuck wants a child?
Oh my gosh.
Welcome to the Two Men and a Movie podcast, where each week one man shows another man a movie he can't believe he hasn't seen. I'm, as always, the arbiter of moral truth, Matthew Olenchek, joined by my mind-sniffing work husband, Harrison Poole. How are you, baby?
I'm confused, but I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm living.
Okay.
It's a Monday. We don't usually do these on Mondays. So no. I'm a bit sleepy. Despite having napped much.
Yeah, we're trying to get this out for week after Thanksgiving. Yeah, this is going out the second.
Thought it was going out Thanksgiving.
The Monday after Thanksgiving. Yes.
You already put it. Yep. Okay, I'm back on track.
Yeah, because
for some reason
I'm
like, oh, we have to release something on Thanksgiving.
No, Thanksgiving is Thursday. And
would it be
Monday?
More work? Because we'd have the next Monday to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
No, The Town came out today, and then this is coming out the second. And then we're going to do the two Hallmark movies, Godzilla Minus One, and then the end of the year recap.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
State of the podcast.
Yeah, state of the podcast is what we're calling it.
We get some horns in the intro. Could we make the horn? Can we sound make the intro sound more presidential? Could we get a presidential remix?
Probably not.
Why not? We have a month.
If we want to do mouth horn sounds, and then I'll edit them in. For
is
that
hail
episode?
To the chief public use?
Probably. Vamp. Let me look it up.
Because, like, I want the listeners to imagine us walking in with our Amazonian guard to, like, a twin podium to address them of the happenings of this great nation of ours.
Yes, hail to the chief is public
domain.
Okay,
so for that one, can we have hail to the chief? Or can we have the opening song go into Hail to
yeah,
Chief?
Yeah, I could absolutely. Okay, so I could absolutely do that.
We need to have gravitas.
So
we're going to be talking about our foreign policy decisions for the coming year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was the purpose of this episode other than... Because we don't have a movie this week.
We don't have a movie, no.
It's mostly just like... We want to let people know that the holidays are hella busy.
Yeah, we're setting a precedent that when it's a holiday week, don't expect much from us. We don't want to like put out an actual episode that you expect at every fucking holiday. That's ridiculous. So we're just having like a little... It's like the last day of school in like high school or like any of them, elementary.
Okay.
Where like, you're just kind of fucking around, aren't you? Like the last day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You're not doing work.
No, we're not.
We like watching a movie.
Except we're
like the
not
history of Squanto.
Yeah, except we're not watching a movie right now.
No, we're not. Because that's our work.
Yeah.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna do like long form algebra.
Let's whip out the equation.
Which I haven't done since. I was telling a STEM major friend of mine, I'm like, buddy, I have not done anything more complicated than like addition, subtraction, and those lot since high school.
That's fair. I use, is Pythagorean theorem a squared plus b squared equals c squared to like figure out angles of a triangle?
Yeah.
I use that a lot when like doing lighting and camera work.
Yeah. But is that like, algebra?
It's geometry. It's not.
Honestly, if I'd just pull up an app. I'd look up the theorem and just find an app I can just plug it in. And they would do the math for me.
I just understand the tool.
I don't do math. That's you start talking about how important math is. I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it.
Okay. I forget you don't do tech stuff. I was like, it's literally so important to what we do.
Whenever I did lighting, I just kind of like eyeballed it.
Okay. That's nice.
Got an A in my lighting class.
I'm pretty sure I did too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of us did math and one of us didn't. So.
It was a good class. I liked it a lot.
You do the hand thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so I guess for this episode, let's just like break down the plan for December since it's
We just did.
I know, but like let's like make some actual like announcement-y things. Like let's plan on so this week is this episode.
Yes.
Next week your movie?
Yes.
Okay. So next week is...
It's a secret. It's a really... I'm not even sure it's an official Hallmark movie, but it's a movie that's grabbed my attention.
We're not announcing it?
We never announce our movies. Do you want to announce our movies?
We did in the beginning, but I just figured...
Did we? Okay. It's Hot Frosty.
Hell yeah. I told my mother this, and her exact reaction was, oh God, why? She eats these types of movies up.
She'd probably watch them instead.
Okay, fuck off. But she watches all of them and understands they're not good. But I'm so ready.
I'm going to be upset. I know I'm going to be upset by the end of it, but I think it'll be a fun time.
You have not seen this movie so far?
No.
Okay, cool. Because I have not seen... That's another thing also is these two Hallmark movies, quote unquote. Well, mine's an actual Hallmark movie. But these two movies we have not seen. They just come recommended.
Yeah, the man bringing the movie that week is Santa Claus.
Exactly. And then the person bringing the movie the week after that is my mother. Except she's not going to be a guest. And she recommended another Lacey Chabert Hallmark movie. A Christmas Hallmark movie called Haul Out the Holly. I know.
Smell like trucks?
No. I don't know.
Like haul? Like U-Haul?
Like haul out? Like
loggers? A logging Christmas?
I don't know, man. I know nothing about it.
Big sweaty logger man, little tiny Piper Perry.
All I
girl.
Know is Lacey Chabert is in this one also. Her parents love Christmas. My mother says it's bad.
Yeah, it's a Hallmark movie.
Fair enough.
I've never seen a good Hallmark movie.
No?
No.
I've seen some entertaining ones.
I didn't say they're not entertaining. They're just not good movies. They make like 20 a year.
Hell yeah, dude.
They can't have any time writing the script. That is, you have 2 weeks, you have 3 weeks to like figure out the script. First draft, second draft, we're off to the races.
Fair enough.
That's how you get these awful fucking things. I think I saw one where it's like this white girl starts dating this black guy. And that's the general thesis of it.
Oh, that's the whole movie?
Yeah, the general thesis is, she falls in love and she hates Christmas, but uh-oh, she's spending Christmas at her boyfriend's house, and they're black. She's white.
So it's Guess Who's Coming to Dinner by Christmas?
Yeah, not great.
A Guess Who's Coming to Dinner Hallmark Christmas movie?
Yeah, it was rough.
Why didn't you bring that one?
Hot Frosty.
I'm fine.
Hot Frosty. We're watching fucking Hot Frosty.
Okay. So I was talking to my mother when she was recommending Haul Out the Holly, which when she said it on the phone, I thought she said all the alcoholy. And I thought it was going to be like she runs a bar or something. Like I thought that was like it, but it isn't. I completely misheard her and I'm an alcoholic. But yeah. So I made a joke.
Also, all the alcoholy is not a Christmas pun. It's just called alcohol. It was alcoholy.
Yeah, it is. Oh, okay. Alcoholy.
You said alcohol. And I was like, that's just what a toddler calls alcohol.
No, Holly. The okay. Name Holly. Right. I'm not from Boston. It's not Hallie. It's Holly.
You have to make Hallie because the pun.
No, Holly, Holly. The name.
Yeah, alcoholy.
That's Holly. What I said.
You said Holly.
Yeah, alcoholy.
Holly.
Why I'm so
Holly.
Yeah,
Holly.
Alcoholy.
Yeah, you're saying alcoholy, not alcoholy.
Yeah, Holly.
Holly. Alcoholy.
Alcoholy.
There you go.
I've been saying
no, you've been saying alcoholy.
It's the same. I've been saying
alcohol. Watch my mouth. Alcoholy. Alcoholy. Your upper lips matters.
Okay. I'm sure when I edit this, I will hear it.
I hope so.
But I was talking to my mother, and Hallmark movies all have the same plot, essentially.
Yeah.
There's one of them. And I made the joke, does she band together with a community center to put on the Christmas pageant? And her response was, no, she gets together with the HOA to put on the Christmas parade. And
I'm like, so she's a fascist.
I fucking called it.
She's a fascist. HOAs are fascist.
Yeah.
What purpose do they serve other than to keep fucking like well-off white people happy with how their neighborhood looks? Oh, they painted their house all black. That's against HOA.
I will never be rich enough to live in a place.
Yeah, because the only people that have HOAs are rich assholes who are like, my neighborhood needs to be like it's pristine. I need to be able to yell at someone if they do something that I don't agree with, like put up too many Halloween decorations. How unsightly.
I don't.
Fucking HOA, dude.
I've given, I'm sure if I looked into it, I would agree with you. I've given this zero thought.
You give it like one more ounce of racism and it is spiraling towards being the Nazi party.
Okay.
I mean, it's already at the point where like, so we just want to talk. You're black. That seems to be against HOA. It's kind of bringing down our property values and making us all very scared.
Damn.
Can you be white?
Damn, dude.
I hate HOAs. Fascist org. I hate anyone who tells me to do anything in general. And it's like, why? You're not the government. You're not the government. You have no legal power. Why are you going to tell me what to do?
I don't know.
It's my house. I bought this house. Are you going to tell me I can't like put up 12 giant skeletons in my front yard? Because who the fuck are you? I'd become a sovereign citizen if I had to live under the HOA.
Oh, yeah?
I'd buy like 20 guns. I'd become the guy that was like, if you don't get off my fucking property, I'm going to shoot you in front of my 12 giant skeleton sons.
I can't wait for you to forget that you went on this rant and then go on this exact same rant during Haul Out the Holly.
It's going to be maybe word for word.
Very possibly. and then our last, it's your movie again, and our last real movie is Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah.
I love that we didn't go for a Christmas movie.
No.
Because I think that's the week of Christmas.
We can do a Christmas movie. We can put it out in January.
No, I mean, if you want to, I'm not.
As long as it's the next not holiday movie we watch, I'm fine with it.
So, what are we doing?
Let's just watch a Christmas movie. Okay. An actually good one.
Okay.
We're going to need it.
Very likely.
The Year Without a Santa Claus.
That's the Snow Miser, Heat Miser? Yeah.
Let's just watch that and talk about it.
Okay. I have not seen it in 20 years, so does that count as not having seen
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Okay. Wow, hates Halloween, hates Christmas.
I don't hate Christmas.
I hate Halloween. You're like the villain in a... Fuck, what was that movie with the Jack Frost kid? The Guardians?
Oh, Rise of the Guardians.
You're like the Rise of the Guardians villain from like the next movie where you're like, I hate all holidays.
I love Halloween. I love Christmas. They're
awesome. They find some kid crying over a broken trick-or-treat disc. And they're like, Harrison's been here. We have to stop him.
So I may never get the chance to talk about... Have you seen Rise of the Guardians?
No.
Okay, cool. I will probably never pick it.
I've seen bits of it.
Yeah, I will probably never pick it, to be absolutely honest. But that movie came out a couple years after Legend of the Guardians, Owls of Ga'Hoole, the Zack Snyder Guardians of Ga'Hoole movie.
What are you saying?
You know the Owls of Ga'Hoole?
What? Are you having a stroke? No. Okay. Ga'Hoole, Matthew Ga'Hoole! I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
So there's this children's book series called The Guardians of Ga'Hoole that are about owl civilization.
It's like Warrior Cats, it's kind but birds? Of like
Warrior Cats, but owls. Kind of. I was into them. And the first movie, The Legend of the Guardians, Owls of Ga'Hoole, is essentially the first three books.
Yeah, I have no idea. No idea about this existing.
And The Rise of the Guardians came out a couple years later.
And you thought it was like a sequel?
And I genuinely thought it was a sequel. Because I loved Legend of the Guardians.
And you, I'm assuming you weren't yet old enough to realize that if it's not Harry Potter, a movie based on like a child's book rarely gets a sequel.
But what I'm saying...
Have you seen Aragon?
I've read. I don't know.
I am putting Aragon.
I don't know if
we
I've seen the movie.
We are watching Aragon.
I don't know if I've seen the movie. Okay.
I remember liking it, but I was a child. So.
I may put Legend of the Guardians, Owls of Ga'Hoole, because I haven't seen it in since I was like 11, but I think it's the best Zack Snyder movie. Also, it's a Zack Snyder movie.
Was this before or after 300?
It was in between the two 300 movies, I think.
What a wild mood to have
it was
in
like, it was like 2010. A vamp for a second. Let me look it up.
Like, I didn't know he did any child movies. I assume Zack Snyder only did things for big thinking adults.
He did, yeah. It was his follow-up to Watchmen. It was in between Watchmen and Sucker Punch.
That's wild.
Yeah, dude. It's his only animated movie and only kids movie.
Yeah, I mean, I can't name another. I didn't even know if you held a gun to my head, like, did he ever make a kids movie? I'd just say no.
Yeah, he made The Legend of the Guardians, Owls of Ga'Hoole, baby.
Is it Owls of Ga'Hoole?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you were saying like Owls Ga'Hoole.
No, The Legend of the Guardians.
Of Owls of Ga'Hoole.
The Owls of Ga'Hoole.
Okay, I thought you were saying The Guardians of Owls Ga'Hoole, man. Owls Ga'Hoole. I'm like, what are you saying? Is this some slur H.P. Lovecraft made up?
Yeah, but no, yeah, it goes from 300 to Watchmen to Guardians to Sucker Punch to Man of Steel.
That's wild.
He followed up Man of Steel with 300 to like Rise of the Empire and then Batman v Superman.
Man,
I always, I don't know. I watched that movie in theaters, and I always forget it exists.
Why'd you watch it in theaters?
Because a friend wanted to see it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the entire reason, is a friend
as,
wanted
as long
to
as
see
you didn't
it.
Seek it out.
No, a friend who was really into comics wanted to see it, and it was...
Bad?
Boring, yeah.
It's a sequel to 300.
Oh, no, I was talking about Batman v Superman.
Oh!
I've not seen Rise of the Empire. I think I saw the first one somewhere, like on TV or something.
I think I've seen the first one.
Did you see the second one?
God, no.
Okay.
God, no. Why would I go see the sequel to 300? A movie I thought came out a lot earlier.
Nah, 2014. It came out 8 years after the first movie.
That's how you know it's not going to be good.
He made like five movies in between.
When a sequel takes 8 years, it's like, well... This is gonna suck.
I'm a defender of the second Sin City movie.
I wouldn't.
Okay. Nah. I'm gonna be real. I have not seen the second Sin City movie since it came out. So I'm not willing to die on this hill. But I remember I remember
maybe
enjoying it.
You know, I might the last Predators movie I think was a very good movie.
The Shane Black one?
Yes.
Okay.
Mostly because it's insane. The fucking this kid helps save the world because he plays Don't Starve at Night.
Okay.
And the Predators are after him because they need his autism blood.
What?
Yeah, Olivia Munn's like autism is the next evolution of mankind. And they take the blood of other they take the DNA of other species to improve themselves. And so they're here on Earth. But before global warming gets us, they desperately want to get the superpower of autism, which lets you read alien languages.
Okay. So we're waiting for New Year's now to do Godzilla Minus
yeah.
One. Okay. Hell yeah.
And we'll watch a little puppet. You know, I love puppets. It's a little puppet show for Christmas would be nice.
Hell yeah, dude. Cool. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. I think unless you have more just random thoughts you want to share, I'm pretty sure that's...
Oh, I'm so sick of Marvel, dude.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything since Endgame. So that's I saw Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I like that.
I've seen
that's it.
I saw the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I've seen the Spider-Man movie that came out with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Nope.
I saw Sam Raimi's Doctor Strange.
I want to.
I might go see Thunderbolts because Florence Pugh's in it.
Sure.
That is literally the only reason I'd go see this movie is because I got to see more Florence Pugh, and she'll get me to see just about any movie.
Okay.
But like, how it's just, how is it not dead?
I don't know, dude.
Like fucking, they literally brought back Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, this is so epic. Oh, this is so, I'm like, it's the sign of a dying beast. It's the last shot of a desperate man. And I'm not saying Robert Downey Jr. is the desperate man here. It's Marvel. Is Marvel being like, Robert Downey Jr. is back.
Sure,
it is the most transparent shilling I've ever seen in any cinema. Never before has a movie had such a blatant money grab casting, like such a blatant attempt to be relevant as being like, oh, maybe they'll do Cillian Murphy or someone who'd actually be good in the role, you know? And it's like, no, I know he was done, but we paid him a shit ton of money, and here's Robert Downey Jr.
as Dr. Doom,
which is what we're doing for the next movies. I know, like, all the previous movies we were doing were leaning pretty hard into King and Multiverse, but he did a little oopsie-doopsie we like to call sexual assault, so.
Oh, no.
Just take the L and finish. Did you know about that?
No.
Yeah, the dude that played Kang got like tons of fucking majors. Got like tons of fucking like allegations against him.
Holy shit.
Like right after the last Ant-Man movie came out, which was like the introduction of him. Because it was Loki, and then it was like, here's like an actual Kang. And ooh, look at all the Kangs. Kings are coming, many of them. And then it's like, nope.
No fair.
Nope.
Okay.
And so like everything since then has been them desperately trying to like make like how do we keep the franchise going, and they're like, well, we're just doing Doctor Doom now. We don't have any time to explain this. We barely did any build up for the multiverse, you know? It took like fucking like not like what was it like how many fucking years, like 11 years to get to Thanos,
end of Avengers 1 to the Endgame. Is that what we're measuring?
I was just starting from Iron Man.
Oh. Then, yes, 11 years. But I was thinking Thanos is, like, officially, like, the big bad introduced at the end of the first Avengers, right?
Yeah.
And that's 8 years?
Yeah. And that's, like, they took 8 years to do the Infinity Saga. They wanted to do the Multiverse Saga in 4.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks. Like, literally, Marvel, the only reason I'm going to go see one of your movies in the year of the Lord 2025 is because of Florence Pugh and, what's her name? Elaine.
What?
She's Elaine from Seinfeld.
Oh, Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, she's in it.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, I might actually see it now.
Because she shows up at the end of Falcon and Winter Soldier. I know yeah. that. She shows up at the end of Hawkeye. Yeah, she's going to be in it. And I'm like, the only reason that I'm going to have my butt in your seat is because I am horny for these two women. I guess also, what's his name? David Harbour's in it. And I like...
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay. He's cool. I did see Black Widow. That's another post-Endgame movie I've seen. And I will go down swing as saying it's one of the better movies.
Interesting. Okay.
Maybe not of all the Marvel movies. Because, like, as much as I rant about Marvel, I think that, like, the Infinity Saga is good.
Uh-huh.
I think that it caused a lot of problems for cinema as a whole.
Yeah.
But I think in a bubble where we're not talking about how much it destroyed movies, it's good. People go, oh, they were never good. They were fun, good action movies. They were fun movies and events you go see with your friends. It was a good thing. They should have stopped after Endgame. And, like I guess the Spider-Man was good. It was okay. I mean, Doctor Strange is good, but that's because it's just the same Raimi film.
Hell yeah.
He uses the same shots.
Oh, hell yeah.
There's a scene which is, like, just out. I'm pretty sure just ripped from one of the Evil Deads. But it's, like, none of them, they're all, like, bad, except for, and everyone's like, yeah, the villain sucks in Black Widow. But it's just kind of like a fun character movie where you get to see all these people just playing their characters and interacting really fun. Like, and also Florence Pugh doing such a fucking hot Russian accent the entire time.
Okay.
Just this thick Russian accent. I'm like, oh, God. It's hard the entire time.
I'm happy for you. I hope the movie's good.
I mean, it's one of those movies where I think it'll at least, I can ride on the actors. Because I know David Harper's going to play his character good. Florence Pugh's going to play her character good. Sebastian Stan's going to play Bucky fine. It looks like they're kind of doing more Winter Soldier stuff with him from the little I've seen. So it'll be good action sequences with him. So I'll survive getting through that movie. I mean, Florence Pugh's one of the main characters. I'll survive.
Yeah.
So one of the issues when I saw Dune 2, she doesn't show up throughout the whole movie, but every time she did, I go, oh, woo, good. And my eyes would go, bong, bong, and they make that noise, bong, bong, and like they're trying to get me to leave.
Oh, we're going to do that double feature, aren't we, this next year?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, go, hell yeah. I'm not looking forward to it. I just, something about 7 hours of dense sci-fi.
You need... to see,
I'm sure,
good cinema.
I have heard it's fantastic.
You need to believe that there is still good cinema out there.
I agree. Sci-fi is not my thing at the best of times. The idea of 7 hours of dense sci-fi.
I wouldn't consider it a dense sci-fi movie.
I tried to start the book, and the book is dense.
The book is dense sci-fi because he has tons of time to write about, and this is how all this shit works.
Okay.
Like, it's like, I always view dense sci-fi. Dense sci-fi is sci-fi where everything is explained. It's the hard sci-fi, where it's like, they're going to go into a lot of detail about how they go faster than
sure,
light.
Sure, sure,
sure. The second movie, we see some guys run. A noise happens, and they just start floating upwards, right? It's not commented on. It's never explained. I don't think they explain a single goddamn thing. They never mention that. I don't think they mention that spice is needed for interstellar travel.
Okay.
It's just something they need. And they want. You go to a planet where everything's in black and white when the sun touches it. That's never explained.
Okay, I will go in with open mind. Again, I've heard they're great.
It's a vibes movie. I think the problem is you read the book and you're like, oh, that's what, the movie's not as dense as the book.
Okay.
The movie's vibes a lot of it.
Okay.
A lot of vibes. And they're constantly referencing things, but they never explain it. And that's okay because they don't expect you to know. Mm-hmm. It's just like, bah, 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 bah. And they're like, okay, deep political machinations have happened in the past. I understand this now.
Hell yeah. All right.
Like, they don't explain how the shields work.
No?
No, I don't think they do. They show them working, but I don't think they're like, oh, the reason why. They don't explain why they use swords. I know they don't explain why they use swords. Because the shields only stop like fast moving objects, like bullet time.
Okay.
And so everyone uses swords because those are the only things that can kind of cut through the shield. Anything faster is going to bounce right off them.
Sure.
And they don't touch on why there are no laser weapons. Because if a laser hits a shield, it causes an atomic explosion.
Sure.
Which the Dune MMO that's coming out had to get special written permission from the Dune estate to be like, can our lasers please hit shields?
Okay.
Without causing a nuclear explosion.
Oh, hell yeah.
Can we bend this one bit of lore for the gameplay?
Please. Because
otherwise, it's going to be weird.
Can you make our lives easier?
And
really?
The music's so good, and there's all the good actors.
The couple of scenes you have shown me, I've liked.
It's got like a you love Jesus. It's got a Jesus in it.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
It's a little prod. It's a little, it's a Catholic Jesus. But you know, your little prods and hearts should sing.
Hell yeah.
It's definitely a Catholic Jesus.
All right. I am more open to it. Not that I was ever closed to it. The premise of the show is that I go in with an
and
open Florence mind.
And Florence Pugh's in it.
Sure. Yeah.
We could both sit on her shoulders, dude. We look so strong.
She's got good shoulders. And
she's
good
got
eyebrows.
Good shoulders. Her haunches look like they can pull some weight.
How are her eyebrows?
Her eyebrows are like the best in the business. That's not even me making a joke. Her eyebrows are the best in the business. They're so... pull a picture of her. Look how strong her eyebrows are.
I know what Florence Pugh looks like.
What a powerful woman. She could lift many boxes.
And on that note, do you have any final thoughts?
Oh, I mean, we have literally no format. I have so many thoughts on so many things that some of them even related to movies.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like the Avatar movies. Like they're doing the fire one now. They're just doing Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, he just like the next one that's coming out, he introduced like a fire tribe.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Of Avatars. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
I have not seen either of the Avatar movies.
You haven't seen the first Avatar?
No.
My sexual awakening?
I doubt we've talked about this. It is on your list.
I thought Geneva was going to bring it.
She probably will. It is her favorite movie.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure if I could say it's my favorite movie, but a decent choice. It's got Michelle Rodriguez in a fucking tank top. What more do you need out of a movie?
Jesus.
She flies a helicopter. And for one, she's straight. They deleted the scene.
Yeah?
Yeah, but she fucks a guy in it.
Good for her.
She fucks like the nerdy scientist.
Good for her.
Which I can tell you without fear of spoiler because it's cut from the movie.
Hell yeah. I want to say I own Avatar on DVD.
I saw that in theaters like opening day.
Seriously?
Yeah. Me and my mom went.
Hell yeah.
Which is awkward being so bombastically hard and being like, oh, she's like right next to me.
The second one. That
had been hard before because I had hit puberty before.
Yeah, yeah.
But truly, I did not understand what it is to have sexual desires before Michelle. You know, just like, oh, tits are nice. But then I saw Michelle Rodriguez and I'm like, I understand.
The second one made like $2 billion.
Yes.
And I don't know a single person who's seen it.
I mean, that's the curse of the Avatar. Like, it's always like, name a single person who could tell you a character from Avatar. And I'm like the only, me and Geneva are probably like the only ones you know, who can tell you anything about the first Avatar movie. I could sit down and probably give you a pretty accurate synopsis of the movie from like memory of like 11 years ago.
Oh, hell
because
yeah.
It is held together by Michelle Rodriguez's strong muscle tissue.
Okay.
They're fucking aviators, dude.
Yeah.
She's a fine wine. She's a fine fucking wine. Dungeons and Dragons.
I love Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, she's great in Dungeons and Dragons.
She's a fine wine. That's maybe we should do episodes every so often where we talk about movies we're not going to bring to the podcast because there's some I want to talk about.
Like what?
Like Dungeons and Dragons.
Sure.
That's a Dungeons and Dragons movie. Because I had a friend who didn't really play Watch, and like, this was great. And then like me, a person who plays Dungeons and Dragons, is like, I see every single little thing they're doing here, and it's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, every little bit here is so fantastic. It's never going to get a sequel.
Probably not. That's a bummer.
It was such a fun.
It made money, though.
It made not enough. And it was, like, Chris Pines was great. And just... God, like, it's like fucking Helga the Barbarian has such an obvious D&D backstory thing where it's like, I've made a serious character, but I'm still getting a little silly with it. Where it's like, this is my backstory. Anything else about your character? Yeah, no, she's really into fucking halflings. Like, she's really into fucking halflings. She gets, like, horny for halflings. And that is, like, such a D&D backstory. It's like, I've turned it into a mostly serious backstory, but I've included this one thing for me, which is, oh, yeah, no, when I see, like, a small miniature man, I'm wet.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's like how, like, with my super serious Star Wars character, I'm like, this tragic backstory. I'm like, also, he's really into, like, Space Dua Leap and Space Selena Gomez. Like, really into them. That's what you do. Because anyway, you can't take it completely seriously, or it's not going to be fun.
Did you call them Space Dua Lipa and Space Selena Gomez?
The first time I brought it up, I think I called her Galena Somes, the famous space pop artist. But I think it eventually devolved into me just going, I'm going to put on Space Beyonce. Hey, Brandon, can you start playing like S&M for me? That's Rihanna. I'm listening to Space Rihanna right now. Can you put on S&M so I can get really in the mindset of this mass shooting I'm doing? Like, I was doing a mass, I was doing like like 20 JFKs in an hour.
Uh-huh.
Because we were the Star Wars terrorists.
Yeah.
Because we were playing the Rebel Alliance, who are terrorists. So you can try to make them not, but they're literally based off the Viet Cong. So like I was in my perch doing like 20 JFKs in the span of like, I say an hour, it's like 5 minutes. I was just pow, 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 pow. And one of the other players was desperately trying to tell me, that's not the plan, is to kill one as a distraction. Stop, stop. I'm like, no, I have comms turned off. I'm playing fucking Space Selena Gomez dance again. Can you play some dance again? So I'm just rolling to like blow people's heads off where like our speakers are blaring Dance Again by Selena Gomez.
That sounds like a blast.
It's so good. I have a chainsaw. I use it to cut people in half on my arm. That's why they call me the Ripper of the Rims. And like every time I do it, someone's saying, hey, stop doing that, because that's too violent for what we're trying to do. And like, comms are off. Put on Physical by Space Dua Lipa. It's mostly just an excuse for me to listen to like Dua Lipa and Selena Gomez during game time.
Is this the same campaign where you're like, everything goes back to your dead wife?
Everything goes back to my dead wife, yeah. This is a character that has this tragic dead wife backstory, but is fucking rocks out to fucking space pop. And that's why I think the D&D movie did so well, is that it's serious, but it never takes itself, like, it's never afraid not to take itself seriously.
Yeah.
Which is what you need. Anyone in D&D who's like, I'm going to be serious 100% of the time is insufferable. Anyone who says, I'm never going to take anything seriously, unless everyone agrees that's the vibe of the campaign.
Yeah, murder hobos.
Yeah, is insufferable. There's a difference between being a murder hobo and not taking it seriously. A murder hobo is usually just a bad player.
Sure, sure.
Okay. You can have someone be like, I've been guilty on occasion being like, I've made this character who is stupid and is not meant to be taken seriously at all. It's a nightmare. No one likes it.
Sure, sure.
DM doesn't like it for sure. But you have to have that good balance of, we have good emotional stakes, but also we have emotional stakes, solid backstories are well thought out, but also me and Brandon's characters are basically life partners, and we have magical friendship bracelets that when we kiss one, the other person feels it on their cheek.
Aww.
Which we are going to abuse. Cameron agreed on it because he's like, yeah, whatever. Brandon's like, they could break it. And he's like, no, they can't. I'm like, oh, you're like, oh, it's Morse code.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, there's no distance specified. We have instant communication across interdimensional barriers. Just... we have to do Morse code.
But yeah.
But like, it'll work. And it's like, I don't know. It's like, the Dungeons & Dragons movie deserves so much fucking better.
Yeah.
It was so
1,000%, dude.
It was good. Good action. It was legitimately funny. The bare arms of Michelle Rodriguez graced our screens once again. What a woman. Yowza. What a woman, dude. She needs more work. I guess she's just been wrapped up doing Fast and the Furious for like the past decade. But I'm glad she got out to do another movie.
Absolutely, dude. And on that note, we've been recording for an hour.
Yeah, that's enough for a little tiny episode, I suppose.
Yeah.
I got all my pressing concerns out. Dungeons & Dragons, MILFs, Michelle Rodriguez, and how much I hate the new Marvel.
All right. I don't know how to end these types of episodes, so I'm just going to stop the record. I love you very
Should
much.
Should we do like socials?
Sure. Let's. I mean, yeah.
We're still using the theme we got, I think, Tristan.
Sure. Yeah, go for socials.
Jesus Christ. All right. If you want to email us, we don't really have anything you could eat. Just anything you want. There's no homework assignment, you know? What's your thought on women's lifting capabilities as a metric for attractiveness? TwoMenMoviePodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram, TwoMenMoviePodcast. You can find us on, that's right, I've made more social accounts. Blue Sky, TwoMenMoviePodcast. Threads, it's the same as our Instagram. You should know that. Shame on you. It's TwoMenMoviePodcast. And we're on YouTube, and Two Men and a Movie Podcast. You can find me at Midwest_Magician. I think I posted something recently.
Yes, you did about your Wee Little Men.
I posted more of my a collection of Wee Little Men for you all.
And you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at harrisonpoole.com. That's PooleDotCom. Harrisonpoole.com.
Oh, I'm also personally on Blue Skies as a Midwest Dash magician. I've made exactly one non-related Blue Sky post.
Yeah.
Who knows when I'll make my next one.
Thank you to Tristan Hostetter for our theme music. Thank you guys for listening to whatever the fuck this is. Hope you all have a happy holiday.
Kisses.
So long ago.
Be sure, before we go, be sure to leave out your corn and beans and fish for Squanto.
No, this is coming out after Thanksgiving.
I hope Squanto brought you delicious turkey and that perhaps... If you are young at heart and pure spirit, you gotta see Blue Yoshi pulling his sleigh.
All right, thank you.
This is Matthew and Harrison's Two Men in a Movie. It's not what it sounds like.